Hi, my name is Graeme Wagner. I am an ICT coordinator and classroom teacher at Lockleys North Primary School, South Australia. I've been working for DECS here in South Australia for 20 years and really glad to be able to take this opportunity, even via a recorded presentation, to present my point of view to this event on 21st Century Learning, as I think the classroom teacher and also the classroom or the school technology leadership point of view is a really important one to be considered and represented when we're considering the whole issue of online safety and online connections. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to do this. My presentation will be just a quick brief one, and hopefully it adds something to the conversation. The two aspects that I'd like to focus on briefly over the short time I'm going to speak are on the two issues of connection and innovation. We talk a lot about digital literacies these days, but in my point of view, it actually goes a lot beyond reading and viewing and just decoding digital multimedia. Digital literacy should be viewed in the same vein as any form of literacy. It's a two-way street of critically consuming and creating knowledge. It is, to me, the fastest and evolving and fastest moving part of our curriculum. And it's the most difficult for our teachers, our leaders, and our systems to come to terms with. Our students today connect to the online world as part of their life. They figure out the technology part very easily, and they can manipulate the various applications and tools to communicate with others and to build their own content. But unless someone with skills, experience, and foresight steps in to assist them, they also have to figure out the ethics, the safety, and the potential future consequences on their own. And I think this is where education comes in. Do we leave the job of equipping our students with these essential life skills in a connected life to media hype, parents and caregivers who already feel disempowered, or just by chance? Or can educators step in and help students with their experience, their wisdom, and their guidance? Is the best way to do this by imposing rules, or by standing alongside them as they learn? Or is our response just to turn away and hope for the best? I think it's fairly important to realise that the connected world does take some getting used to. There are many educators who are lacking their own knowledge, and they also rely on that same media hype to guide them. They also rely on their governing organisations to provide guidance, to look at options to assist them in keeping them up to date, and to map out future directions. And I think that what we're here today is to talk a little bit about those future directions. The world is changing exponentially, there's no doubt. There are educators who've also made it their business to change exponentially as well. They blog, they Skype, they Twitter, they connect, they discuss, they plan, they collaborate, and they set up situations where their students can experience the potential of the read-write web, otherwise known as Web 2, while embedding the safety and the ethics and the potential for learning along the way. These educators are the innovators, and education needs their innovation. Innovation is a response to change, and our students need education to keep pace with the changes that are part of their everyday life. These educators know that current policies are inadequate and have struggled to keep pace. Many decision makers and designers of future directions in education technology are also unsure of what the read-write web means for education and how to balance the potential risks with emerging opportunity for learning. It's my strong feeling that our education systems need to support these innovators and make it their business to listen to their expertise. The innovators need assistance to have barriers removed in their quest to provide answers to the issues of safe, responsible, and ethical internet participation of their students. They're the ones working out the kinks. They're the ones networking with other like-minded educators worldwide to solve the issues of read-write connections beyond the classroom. What sort of connections have I been pushing in my own classroom? One important project that my class last year worked with, and I'm primarily working with 10 and 11-year-olds, was we worked on a global collaboration on a wiki, using a wiki as a way of exploring. We've connected with a classroom in Alaska, run by a teacher called Doug Noon, where we actually used a wiki to explore what it meant to be, what it was like to be someone growing up, experiencing life in another part of the world. And we used that wiki as a way of posing questions of each other, of providing answers back to each other, using each other as primary sources of information, which is something you can't just do with a book. It's something you just can't look up. It was really really worthwhile and attracted attention around from other educators around the world, so much that I was actually, myself and Doug were actually interviewed on a podcast called Teachers Teaching Teachers. What the students got out of it was that they actually started to realise that they could actually, that they were contributors, that what they were doing was producing something real that the rest of the world could have a look at. It wasn't just something produced for me. They would post things and then respond to what other students were doing and shaping on the other side of the world. We actually kept it very identity neutral, which meant that we used fictional names and nicknames and avatars, and we never actually contacted the other class directly and met each other, so to speak, in a social setting. It was very much about the wiki and what they can contribute and how they can shape it up and create a pool of knowledge about each other. So that was my first foray, and that was a really worthwhile thing. It got the kids, my class, stepping out beyond the boundaries of our classroom. We went on an excursion where we photographed aspects of Adelaide and we posted them up for the other class in Alaska to have a look at, and vice versa. The other classroom connections that I've been growing this year, I've been working with creating individual classroom blogs. So this year my class have, all have individual blogs, and they've been reflecting on their work and building a small class learning community where we've invited their parents in to have a look and to leave comments, and they have started developing the ethics of commenting, of providing safe information. And for me, it's a really good platform to inform them and get them to work on things that are really important, like how to protect their identity, how to respond positively to someone else's point of view. And for me, these are the things that you can't just talk about, that it is really about that learning alongside of the students. I have strong mechanisms in place for moderation, and I make sure that anyone who's even connected with it has been vetted by myself. I feel that this is a really worthwhile thing, and I've also mentored some teachers at my school as well to take on blogging with their students as well. So it's something that I hope and I want my education system to keep pace with, in terms of making sure that we're not, some of the directions we want to go in aren't curtailed. I'll give an example. There's an example of something where I'd like to go, but I'm not sure of whether I want to go there because of the potential liability. A while ago on my blog, I floated the possibility of assigning blog coaches to my class. The whole concept would be that on my network of educators around the world, which is quite sizable, I put the call out and said I would like to have them connected so that they would have a teacher beyond the classroom, a teacher who could connect with them and offer them feedback on their work, offer them comments, offer them positive encouragement, offer them links to other sources of learning. But I'm wary of that now. I'm wary because, not because I don't think it's a good idea, and I'm not wary because I don't trust the people who I can verify their identity, and they also, like me, link to pools of their own knowledge around the web. But I'm wary about how my own system views that. I'm worried about where the liability should something be perceived as going wrong, where it would lie. Okay, and I'm worried that things done in good faith can actually come back and bite you. So that's what I'm really worried about. And I think that one of the worst things that we could do in any of our education systems is to curtail innovation. It's what drives learning forward. It's what enables us to make sure that as teachers we are still important cogs in shaping our future citizens, our future. I actually believe, I think I'm one of the innovators. I'm not the most innovative, but I certainly view I'm in one of the innovatives. I'm trying to work out how to ensure that the students I teach don't end up as one of those horror stories that the media likes to portray as a natural consequence of online involvement. I strongly believe the internet is one of humankind's greatest innovations, and I want to see it used for the betterment of society and for the betterment of its future adults. But I won't be able to operate under policies and restrictions that remove all that's valuable about connective learning. And policies that don't move as quickly as the developing technology will be constantly exposed as inadequate. If innovators can't innovate, how will the vast majority of the less web-savvy educators remain relevant and be able to cater for their constantly connected students?